And we're back. This is WNTW 820 AM 92.7 FM. The station is the answer. The show is Solutions on Demand, our daily business show from 9 to 10. Today is Magic Monday. And I want to thank the Virginia Chamber for providing us 2-6 labs. And I believe I have Chris Cramo or Gramo, and he's going to correct me here in a second so I can get it correctly on the phone. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Great meeting you.
I also have Scott Tanaglia from our research, subsurgery research team here too.
So outstanding. Well, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for the invite.
Yeah, so I had a chance to take a look at some of the collateral that I was sent. Interesting stories you guys got. So talk a little bit about the company so we can educate the listeners on what's the context around some of the stories.
Sure, sure. So, you know, 2-6 Labs mission, we're primarily a research and development company. So we try to create and deploy new innovative solutions to national security challenges. So our main customers are the Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security. And we, you know, take a look at some of their most difficult challenges around cybersecurity, nuclear terrorism, tactical systems to help make their operators more efficient in the field. And then we develop new approaches, prototype solutions, and then hopefully eventually actually deploy those solutions with those customers to help make their jobs faster, easier, or better.
Okay. And I noticed that you guys started in 2005, and in 2009, you were able to go through the first round of venture funding. Talk about that. That's pretty quick to go in 4 years. My experience after all these years is typically the company's at 10 or 15 years and you're talking at least $20 million in revenue before venture capital is interested. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, is it? So we were kind of lucky to be in the right technology space at the right time. So at that time, our focus was cybersecurity as kind of where we got started. So in the, you know, kind of 2007, 2010 type timeframe, cybersecurity, particularly here in Northern Virginia, which right normally isn't you know, traditionally hasn't always been seen as a, you know, a great place for venture capital investments, but you know, it definitely has been, you know, over the past 10 plus years, growing significantly. And we were one of the first companies, I think, to experience some of that that excitement, particularly in the cybersecurity area. So we were able to rather quickly get the interest of actually all local. So all of the, we had three investors get interested in the company. They were all local here, either Northern Virginia or actually one investor down in Richmond area who saw the potential in some of the research and development work that we had been doing for the government and said, hey, you know, that would have broader application to the commercial market and invest in us. And eventually we were successful in actually bringing that product to market.
Okay. And was that product Sigma? Is that your feature product?
No, that's actually the product that we're working on now. So the product that we originally brought to market was a cyber security, a really product focused on antivirus, using new approaches to detect malware. That product launched back in 2014 and in 2016 was acquired actually by a global cybersecurity company that one included as part of their suite of products. So following that, we kind of switched, you know, we continued our R&D mission, but we kind of switched our focus commercially to a few other products that we had in the pipeline. And the most recent one that we just launched earlier this year is a product called Sigma. This one is focused on homeland security missions and specifically countering the nuclear terrorism threat, and is able to monitor whole regions, so city, 100 square mile, you know, regions of interest, with a series of detectors that can automatically detect and track potential threats in that area. So our customers tend to be home and security, first responders, and other security operators of interest that are responsible for securing events, major buildings, or other key, you know, potential targets in a region.
Okay. Before I ask a little bit about the story here, is this predominantly for dirty bombs? In other words, somebody attempting to use nuclear material to contaminate people as opposed to a fission or fusion bomb?
Yeah, so our mission is to detect both. But yeah, the more common threat that you would see would be what's commonly known as a dirty bomb or a radiological dispersal device, as they refer to them in the Homeland Security arena.
All right. Either one of you guys, tell me the story here. Tell me the, you know, Mr. Toad's wild ride from the beginning until getting venture capital and being able to sell your products. Because one of the things that our listeners, our business owners like yourself, entrepreneurs, independent contractors, and one of the things we try to do on this date is emphasize is that it's those stories of beating impossible odds is what keeps everybody going.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. And I'm sure everyone has experienced, you know, their story there one way or the other. I think ours is a bit unique in that, you know, I think for us, the story is really about, you know, a change, right? And adaption. So we, like I said, we started off as a kind of a small business research and development group, really just trying to do cool work in the cybersecurity area. Was able then to, you know, get the interest and the funding to bring that capability to market. And I know during those kind of early years of doing that, shortly after we received our initial rounds of funding, there was a big debate within the company of, well, should we just kind of stay focused on, you know, that product in that particular area in cybersecurity, and you know, just do our best to try to, you know, make that product successful or not? There was another contingent within the company that saw opportunities, you know, beyond just cybersecurity, the, you know, broader national security market for things like, you know, radiological and nuclear terrorism defense, and thought that we, you know, would potentially have a play if we were to have some resources focus on, you know, kind of those broader opportunities. So for us, I think one of the interesting things was that we were able to navigate, you know, that kind of, you know, trade-off and push and pull. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks kind of, you know, their path to success is stay focused, not get distracted, right? And kind of, you know, place all your bets, you know, in that, you know, in that one path. We, you know, chose a bit of a different path, and I think it worked out well because we were able to bring a product to market. You know, we were able to sell that off and create value for our investors, but that wasn't the end of the story, which I think in a lot of cases, you know, that would have been for us. We had kind of a new life now because we were able to kind of diversify and look to the future and say, well, after the cybersecurity product gets out there, what are we going to do next? And I think that's one of the unique things about 26 Labs is that we're always looking to what's coming next, not just the product that we're bringing to market.
Okay.
Now.
And for all listeners that have just picked up, you listen to WNTWA 20 AM, 92.7 FM. We're talking to 26 Labs, and we're talking about their transition and the process that they've gone through to get to where they are. And I have on the phone, I have Chris, and I have, yeah, I got too many screens open here. Yeah, because Chris, you've been doing all the talking. What's going on here?
Yeah, let me hand things over to Scott.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott, and before we start, one of the things that we were talking about on Friday was this, and my show, is that most of the time when you start a business, you get to a certain point and you realize that what you started is not what you're going to wind up doing because you're just not smart enough about the market. It's only from doing that you go, aha, there is a market here for us. There's a product or service that we can build to.
So,
So, okay, Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, so as Chris is talking about, cybersecurity has kind of been the core of our business since day one. And although we've tried to diversify, we obviously haven't abandoned that core market of ours. In fact, what we've done with it is it has expanded it. So originally, we started off with these long-term research and development projects that were eventually able to transition into an actual product, as Chris was saying, that then was purchased by another company. But we've still stuck with that long-term R&D mission, trying to solve those 3 to 5 year cybersecurity challenges. What we've done since we brought that product to market, though, is we've attempted to take the solutions, some of those R&D solutions that might not necessarily be commercializable, and transition those to our government customers to at least solve their problems. Another thing we've done to expand to try and get into that broader cybersecurity market is trying to take that same core skill set that we have in these individuals, because we have individuals with this deep technical knowledge in cybersecurity. That's how they're able to do and solve those long-term R&D problems and kind of apply those to industries like retail and some other commercial industries and see if we can help them with their problems. By and large, a lot of the problems that we solve in the R&D business, being that they're long-term, they're very difficult. Sometimes you can look at another industry and say, what are the problems you have? Maybe I can take this deep technical bench, apply it to whatever problems you have and come up with a solution much more quickly.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because I think one of the issues is that what I've learned over the years is that you basically co-develop with somebody in mind. Usually you bring the customer inside, you co-develop, you build something specifically for them, but you're always saying, okay, now we can generalize the product or the service, we can take it other places, and suddenly you've got a real winner. Something's really generating a lot of revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what we try and do. That's one of the unique aspects, I think, of our business, is that we've had tremendous success transitioning a lot of the technologies we've developed to other industries, whether they be government or whether they be commercial industries. And I think a lot of folks in our business that do R&D, they realize that the R&D business is a great business to be in, right? You generate a lot of intellectual property, pays the bills, gets you a lot of good hardcore technical folks involved. But the big question is transition. How do I turn this into something else? We have one proof point that Chris talked about earlier. We're working on another with Sigma. And I think we're also looking to continue that trend with some of the other cybersecurity work that we're doing now.
Okay. So got an opportunity to make a pitch here on our show. You looking for customers or are you looking for quality employees? Which one would be better?
Actually, we're looking for both. So we're customers are key to our lifeblood. We're particularly interested in customers for the Sigma product that we, like I said, launched earlier this year. We have a number both here in the Northern Virginia, Washington D.C. area, as well as up in the New York region, and actually one international customer. But we're hoping to expand that. We've been doing a lot of trade shows and other kind of marketing activities to get the word out there. But we're also hiring. Our contract research and development projects continue to grow. We've had a very successful year on that front, looking for cybersecurity, software engineering professionals, data scientists, and other domains that you can find on our website. We're looking for both for people to join the company, as well as folks who are interested in some of our newer products that are coming to market.
Okay, let's given the fact that we got a lot of independent contractors, why don't you guys do a pitch for somebody who has got the expertise and is looking for a company that they could play a significant role in, and in the next 30 seconds or so, close that out, make a pitch, and tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, so I would say, look, if you are a person that really loves what you do, you're in the areas of cybersecurity, mobile embedded device development, a physicist that's looking to do interesting things with the radiological threats, anything that's you're deeply technical in some area, give us a call. We're a small company. We definitely enjoy solving really hard problems, could be in the spectrum from short term to long term. But we are an interesting place to work with a really interesting, unique culture. I think if we got somebody in the door here, generally we walk them around, we introduce them to people. They say, wow, this is the kind of place I'd like to work. Once we show them the work that we have, they say, yep, sign me up. How do I get in here?
Okay. The website is 26labs.com. And you guys hang over the break, and we'll close this out at 9:33. Thanks. And we're back. This is WNTW 820 AM 92.7 FM. The station is the answer. The show is Solutions on Demand, our daily business show from 9 to 10. Today is Magic Monday, where we talk about inspirational stories of business ownership, entrepreneurship, innovation, the type of thing that keeps all of us who are those individuals who start and build companies, keeps us in the game. And with us, I had them carry over because I want to make sure if you're interested in doing business with them, either as a customer or as an employee, that you have the information. So I've got Chris Cremo and Scott Takalia from 26 Labs on the phone. And so, guys, we just didn't quite get there before the break. So one was the website, and I believe the website I gave everybody was 26labs.com. So what else do they need to know? How about a phone number? What would you like to hear from them in terms of materials or customers?
So yeah, probably the best way is through the website. So if you want to send your resume to info at 26labs.com, that's TWOSIXLABS.com. If you do want to call us, we do have a general main phone number. That number is 703-543-9662.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate Chris and Scott, both you guys being on. And if there's anything that we can do to help, we'll let you know. You just let us know. And I'll send you a copy of the broadcast here this afternoon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.